Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank you so much. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide and Praise Line. Line dedicated to giving God adoration, praise. Thank God for what he's done. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. The first fruits are to him. Oh, giving him his glory, giving him his praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So many reasons to thank you. First of all, because you are only true and living God. We thank you, Lord, because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Yeah. Thank you because you protected us all night long, touched us with your finger of love, woke us up this morning, started us on our way when others couldn't move. Here we are able to lift our hands. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Thank you, because we're more than conquerors. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue will try to rise up against us. Thank you. So many reasons to thank you, because our lack is being changed to overflow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because God, you are giving miracles on this prayer line.
Yes, Lord.
That's like we've never seen in 2014. Yeah. Thank you for shaking the chunk tree and sending so many blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, God, because best is yet to come. Thank you, because you're taking your people up, 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 up. Yeah. Thank you, God, for so many reasons.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bondage is being changed to freedom.
Oh, my soul says thank you.
Fact is being changed to overflow. We thank you. And our soul says yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to everything you say, God. In all our ways, we'll acknowledge you. You shall direct our path. I want to thank you for direction. Thank you for the ultra-awesome blessings that you bring. We ask that you stretch out your mighty hand today over your people and bless, 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 bless. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their families. Bless all of their loved ones. Let people be blessed simply because they're around blessed people. In the name of Jesus, let everything their hands touch be blessed, blessed, blessed. Oh, God, anoint, anoint, and send your precious anointing to destroy every yoke. The oil of the anointing be placed on the people. God, for protection. Your resurrection blood go through all our bodies to bring healing virtue as never before. Like a great increase of white blood cells. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy, as you told us to. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. We give you all the adoration and praise for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you are going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Oh, God, we ask it properly for the glory of God and for Christ's sake. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God.
Oh,
thank God, thank God. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning. Amen. One of the things I like to do on this prayer line is consecrate it and commence it with praise. Amen. It's not a great wonder to praise him at noontime or in the evening or at Bible study or on Sunday morning. But can you get up throughout the week at 6 a.m. and have a praise for him? I know I can. Yesterday, I asked people to give a praise check. Oh, my God, and their praise is so high. Amen.
Okay.
So high. I wonder where your praise level is. Has he been good to you? Did you realize that he woke you up this morning? Amen. Some of y'all don't even know some of the things he's done. And I've discovered that some of y'all can't even recognize that you got a miracle in your life. God has been good to you. Where's your level of praise? Amen. Well, as you do, when I do a praise check, when I say that, it means that you come in and everybody just give the Lord, oh, the best you got. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's do a praise check, praise check.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Help me praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your anointing.
Glory to your name, Father.
Glory, glory, you wonderful.
Give
him praise. How great thou art. Thank you,
time to praise. Come on, praise him in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you're
Jesus.
Worthy of a praise, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We love you today.
Amen.
We're glad that you've met us here.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Glory
to God.
Glory. We appreciate you, Lord. The day you made, we exalt you.
Thank
give
you
glory.
Thank
come on, folks,
thank
praise
you,
him.
Thank
him.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
This is the time to praise.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I discovered something. Do y'all know that I just really was watching the clock and allowed y'all to praise him? And many of y'all can't even praise the Lord for 1 minute. For 60 seconds, you can't even keep a praise going. Some of y'all, and some of you can. But I just want you to know I was watching. And you don't even have a praise for the Lord for 60 seconds. The devil got y'all, so it seems like a long time. To praise him for 60 seconds. Amen. I'm going to give you a challenge today. I want you to find a clock. I want you to find a clock. And I want you to look at the clock. And I want you to begin to praise the Lord. Amen. And see how long it is before the devil tells you, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. And see what you do. And see what you do. Oh, my God. 60 seconds. Some of y'all couldn't praise him for 60 seconds. My God. As much as he's done for you, and I keep saying this, but it's true. Some of y'all found out that your name was on the list even last night, but God said no. You owe him some more praise like never before. Amen. I love all of y'all. Don't mean any harm, but... some of the things I need to point out to you. The enemy is trying to stop the praise of the people. Yeah, stop the praise of the people. Never forget that vision God gave me. I asked him. I said, Lord, why is it don't praise you like they used to? Why is it that they won't give you that Shabbat praise and really give you that high, glorious praise? And the Lord didn't answer me right then. A few weeks later, he gave me a vision and sent an angel in this vision. Angel took me to kind of like a high hill or a mountain, you might say. And I didn't see over it, but I heard down in the valley, I heard voices. And the Holy Ghost gave me to recognize the dominant voice in that valley. And it was the voice of the enemy, Satan himself. And I heard him saying, whatever you do, don't you let those saints, the people of God, don't let them open their mouths and give God no praise. Don't do it. Kept on saying, don't you let them open their mouths, get in their ears, keep them from giving God praise. If they start doing that mess, stop them. Tell them that's enough. I heard him saying it. And I heard a demon, one of his demons, say, well, devil, what if they raise their hands? He said, I don't like that, but I'll permit that. Another demon said, well, devil, suppose they do that holy dance, that shout. I don't like that, but I'll permit that. Another one said, devil, suppose they start running around the church. I don't like that, but I'll permit that. Just don't let them open their mouths and give God no praise like that. And another demon said to him and said, why, devil, why? And I heard the devil say, because every time they open their mouths and give God show enough praise and exalt him like that, it makes me lose my power. I heard him say it. And I wonder if we're going to let the devil have power on this line. We can't afford to let him have power. I'm going to do a praise check again. Help me give God some praise. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They give you adoration. About the miracle you gave, and they didn't even recognize what you had done. I guarantee you, it wouldn't motivate you to give them a whole lot of miracles. I know it wouldn't motivate me. So learn to recognize what the Lord has done for you and give him glory and praise, and don't let the enemy minimize the miracles that he does for you. Build them up. I guarantee you, when the devil does something, he tries to build it up and make it so big until he tries to discourage you with it and tries to make you quit because of the things he tries to do. God bless you. I want to hear some praise reports. What happened over the weekend? I'm going to take it myself. Praise reports. You got a praise report this morning. Let it be known what God did for you at your church, in your service, at home, where you went, wherever. But give God some glory. Who is the first one? Who is the first one who has a praise report of what God did for you? Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody? Anybody? Tell him his goodness. Anybody? Jump in there. Give your praise report.
Praise God. Praise God. This morning I am glad to be alive. This is Dr. Pfeiffer, area code 502. Just glad to be alive and thanking God for his blessings. Lord, bless in our service on yesterday, the teachings and the compliments that people are giving to the Lord. And when we walk in, we also have them thanking God 1,000 times a day. And when we walk into the service, they are saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm thanking God right now that they don't forget to thank God. And I'm thanking God right along with the prayer line and with the Arkansas and everybody, Kansas, everybody that is giving God all this praise, because he is worthy. Glory to God. He is worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, and that is my praise report. Thank God for the fast, and glory to his name. Pray for me.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. And that's why we give him that 1,000 praises, because it makes the enemy lose his power. Magnifying God pushes God up and gives the enemy less power, makes him lose his power. All right, anybody else with the praise report? The line is open to you. Jump in there and give your praise report. Amen. Who else?
Good morning.
Lord, Sister Cassio today. Praise the Lord, everybody. And praise the Lord,
yes.
Dr. Johnson. It's I'm giving God praises.
Sister Castillo, let that person first. They jumped in there before you. Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, well, okay, I didn't hear it.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860 from Connecticut. I truly thank God for allowing me to see this morning that I never seen before. I thank God for on yesterday's service that the text was about on forgiveness. And I tell you, it was good to my soul, because a lot of times when you are so humble, you do and do and do for a person, and then when they start to just tramping all over you, and, you know, I had to learn how to forgive them, even though when they come and say, I'm sorry, you know, it seems like they do it 1,000 times, and you get tired of them saying sorry. But I thank God on yesterday, I had to say, Lord, thank you. I have to go to the person and say, I accept your apology, even though I've tried and tried and tried to work with them. But I thank God for the message that he allowed the Holy Spirit to sink through my mind, my body, my soul. I just thank God, because I am planning on going to heaven. And in order for me to get to heaven, I have to have a forgiving heart. So God bless you all. I thank you. I thank you. This is my praise report. I'm just thanking God for yesterday's service. I know I knew it before, but it was just something yesterday about the service just allowed me to know. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, go ahead, Sister Castile.
Well, praise the Lord again. Sorry about that, but I was just so eager to give God the praise and the glory today. I just had such a wonderful weekend, and we were in our conference from Thursday all the way up until yesterday, and our conference was named Living at the Next Level, and that's our mandate for the whole year, Living at the Next Level. And we just had some great speakers that came in and just taught about mindsets, fixed mindsets, maturity mindsets, and just doubting mindsets. And it all starts with how you are just set up, you know, in your mind, and how you can change and go to the next level by changing different mindsets. So I just thank and praise God, and it just really raised my level and my spirit, and everything was good. We was all on one accord, and our speakers were great, and our pastor was just exciting. And I just thank and praise God for that. Thank and praise God for this prayer line and each and every one of you. And I thank God for our conference that is coming up, which I plan to be a part of. And just great things are happening and in my life, and as they dissipate. I will just give God the glory and the praise always. All is well. All is well. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, one of my praise reports is that we have nationwide, worldwide coverage. Pastor Kevin Strader and Ambassador Hagen have provided this, and we are praising God for them. I'm coming to you all in just a minute. I want to get a few more praise reports. Anybody else have a praise report on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I truly, truly thank God for everyone, and I thank God for those two ministries that the Lord allowed me to continue, just preparing boxes for those that are in need. This morning, for people with lupus, cancer, the Lord knows. It's been about 2 years now, and the daycare, everything's looking good. I ordered T-shirts, uniforms for the daycare, and I love that when God allowed me to say, put my name on them, just because if the enemy come in, so there will be no, it'll just, God's name is on them. It's his ministry, and I truly thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for everyone, you know, for the 2 years I've been on First Fruit. And I love you guys. You guys constantly just praying for my family. And I love you all. And God is so awesome. And God bless you all.
God bless you. I remember when we were praying for that daycare.
Yes. I ordered T-shirts. And everything's looking good, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good morning. This is Sister Lily Garnett. I thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line. Thank God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. I thank God for the prayers of Dr. Johnson. I'm home now, and I'm feeling better. I'm still on medication. I won't be able to start on the fast, but after that, I'm looking forward for the fast, and I just thank God for all your prayers. I just want y'all to continue to pray for me, and I will still pray for First Fruit Prayer Line. You are doing a magnificent job, Dr. Johnson. Keep up the good works. God bless you and the staff.
Thank you so much. All right, anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. First Fruit Line, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Adley Johnson. This is Dr. Stern. Amen. This morning, 847 calling in from North Chicago, Illinois. I truly thank and praise God on this morning. I tell you, every time I come out of my own service on Sunday morning, I'm so electrified, and I thank God for that. I tell you, the Holy Spirit took over on yesterday, and I do think that as a result of giving God 1,000 praises every day plus some. And I really do. Amen. I got me a little tablet. Amen. That I got it set up to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And when I get in my little secret closet and give God 1,000 praises, I tell you, I'm going way beyond and even greater, because the anointing comes down on it. It's not a ritual. It's not a doctrine. It's just a way of giving God thanks. Praise the Lord. I started a class up under my own apostle Richard Daniel Hinton, Monument of Faith in Chicago, and I'm in a class every Saturday morning now for about 6 to 7 weeks called Armed for Christian Warfare, and we started this past Saturday, and I tell you, people of God, it was people everywhere. There was not a seat in the house in a big place, and I got so blessed in that class, and I honor God for that, and I just can't help but to thank God for Dr. Bernard Johnson. I tell you, it's been a blessing to be on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen. I can't tell you, I really can't explain how the Lord has really blessed me on First Fruit Prayer Line, and not just through First Fruit Prayer Line, but how the anointing of God has really increased, amen, me in the body of Christ, in my praises, in my singing, in my ministry, ministering to the people of God. And I just thank God for that, because it's nobody but the Lord, and I have to let him know today that I am so grateful to what the Lord is doing for me. I am just so grateful to that. My praise report always is to God be the glory. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and First Fruit Prayer Line.
God bless you. What a wonderful praise report. All of these praise reports. Thank God for them. Amen. I'm going to get a couple more, but I want to just pause in between here. And let's get a station identification from Pastor Kevin Strahler, you there, and then Ambassador Hagen. All right, go ahead. The line is open to you. Are you there, Pastor Strahler? If so,
absolutely. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here this morning giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Honoring God for you, Dr. Johnston, as our leader here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Mother Johnston, Lady Betty, God bless you, all the saints. I am Pastor Kevin Strahler from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We just simply want to thank God this morning that he has allowed us once again to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time every weekday morning. You are more than welcome to join us. Stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. God bless you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? God bless you.
Praise